This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, June 14th. God's word for you today is must do's. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 69, verse 13, and it says, "But I keep calling out to you, Yahweh. I know you will bend down to listen to me. For now is the season of favor. Because of your faithful love for me, your answer to my prayer will be my sure salvation." To have power with God and man, you have to learn to pray yourself. Pray to your Heavenly Father, not to anyone else. Pray in the name of Jesus, confess your sins and abide in Him, and let His words abide in you. To have power with God and man, the sixth thing you have to do is please Him. 1 John 3:22 says, "And we will receive from Him whatever we ask, because we obey Him and do the things that please Him." It is just like a bride or a wife that does the things that are consistently pleasing to her husband. If the man has resources, there is nothing he will not give to that wife. Nothing. God has all the resources in heaven and earth. So when we ask, because we obey Him, He does not withhold anything from us. Psalm 84 verse 11. Please read. "I am where I am because I am obeying God. I am doing what I am doing because I am obeying God. And I am grateful that He will choose me. And by God's grace, I am doing the things that are pleasing to Him." When we please God, we have influence with Him. You have to be a fruit-bearing Christian to have power with God and man. John 15 verse 16 says, "You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name." When you bear fruit spiritually, it gives you spiritual clout, spiritual influence with God. The eighth thing you must do to have power with God and man is have faith every time you pray. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you will receive it, it will be yours." Matthew 17 verse 20 says, "I tell you this, if you have even a faint spark of faith, even faith as tiny as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and because of your faith, the mountain would move. If you had just a sliver of faith, you would find nothing impossible." Faith equals influence. To have power with God and man, the ninth thing is you have to be persistent. Identify what is your right spiritually. Identify what heaven says is yours, and whatever it takes, stay and insist on getting it. Heaven cannot say no to such a person, and he or she would eventually get everything. Luke 11, 5 to 8 says, "Then, teaching them more about prayer, he used this story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him, 'A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat.' And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, 'Don't bother me, the door is locked for the night, and my family and I are in bed. I can't help you.' But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence." Are you shamelessly persistent with God? Most times, we back down too easily. We take offense because we think things should happen for friendship's sake. God says, even if it does not happen for friendship's sake, as long as you keep knocking, heaven will respond. Let us pray. Father, I will keep calling on you until you answer and save me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.